So covalent bond character was becoming important in group two. It now becomes of major significance in boron, in the compounds of boron. The characteristics of elemental boron, it's a network covalent solid. So exactly the same sort of bonding that we find in diamond, which is then an element, or in quartz, which is a compound. Anybody recall the formula for quartz? SiO2, so it's silicon oxide. So those big quartz crystals you see in the rock shops. Sand, okay, which is used to make window glass, that's the same thing, it's silica, SiO2. So our network covalent bonding is maximally strong, because what we're doing is we're then taking our atom and we're bonding it in three dimensions to the same atom. So the sharing of electrons, because it's a covalent bonding, is very equal. There's no differences between those two atoms, so this is a nice strong type of bonding. The metalloid then means that it's got characteristics of metal and a non-metal. In particular, it's the conductivity that's the important one. So a semiconductor is a substance where our conductivity increases with temperature as the temperature is increased. For a metal, it's a conductor. The conductivity decreases as the temperature is increased. Okay, so that's the subtle difference between a semiconductor, metalloid, and a metal. It's all on the conductivity, which is decreasing for a metal as the temperature is increased, whereas for a semiconductor, it's increasing. So the elements below boron then are getting larger and larger, as then we saw in group one. In group two, we increase the metallic character as we go down. So by the time we get to the bottom, we're back to fully ionic in character. For aluminium, though, we're going to see we commonly can form covalent compounds. The inset here is just an example of some network covalent bonding that you might be familiar with. So here we're looking at graphite. This is a plane of carbon atoms here, and each one of these carbons is bonded to its neighbours. There is the diamond structure. Each carbon here is tetrahedrally bonded to its neighbours. So in this case, for the elemental boron, it's the same type of bonding that you hopefully have seen before at some stage. Now remember, is there a molecule inside diamond or graphite? No, because there's no discrete unit there. Yeah, that's, now, lots of people will use those guys as examples of molecules, and they fail the test.